Unlock the door to mystery with one very short story. The micro podcast filled with morally complex characters, twists you won't predict, and endings you won't forget. Every episode is a brief, intense journey, perfect for listeners who crave mystery, intrigue, and stories that leave you thinking long after the tale ends. Today's episode begins now. Joe Darby didn't hate himself. He simply thought of his reflection the way most people thought of utility bills. Unfortunate, necessary, and not worth staring at for too long. He adjusted the waistband of his cargo shorts and let out a breath that had been riding shotgun with regret for most of his adult life. Miami International Airport shimmered behind him, the sun doing its best to remind him he was not built for heat or hope. But this trip, it was his reset button, his Hail Mary, his screw you to every dating app that had ghosted him, every HR rep that used the phrase culture fit, and every woman in the States who saw him as a walking set of red flags stitched into an XXL Hawaiian shirt. The Dominican Republic awaited, warm, vibrant, full of sun-kissed temptresses who, according to the internet, appreciated a man with character. Darby had character, plenty of it. He also had sleep apnea, a fear of confrontation, and a resting heart rate that fluctuated with food court proximity. Still, new country, new Darby. The villa was perfect. Palm trees, salt air, a little pool out back with water that shimmered like blue Gatorade. And then there was Melody and Danya. Darby met them the way every man dreams of meeting two suspiciously hot strangers in a foreign country, by accidentally knocking over their drinks at a bar and offering to buy replacements with currency he barely understood. Melody was the bold one. Curves like danger, hair like rebellion, and a smile that said she knew three ways to make you love her and six ways to ruin your life. Danya was quieter, softer around the eyes, but with a mouth that knew secrets. When they laughed at his jokes, Darby felt his neck sweat evaporate in joy. "You have kind eyes," Danya said. "Like a Labrador," Melody added, winking. Darby laughed, nervously, because that's how he did most things. They all went to his villa. The women offered to cook him dinner. Darby, against every true crime podcast warning ever, let them. He sat on the couch like a king in a cheap throne, letting them serve him rice, chicken, and a drink that tasted like coconut and regret. They fed him. They touched him. They peeled his clothes away like they were undressing a truth he'd hidden under polyester and low self-worth. And then, the room began to spin. His last coherent thought was that Melody smelled like mangoes. Then the TV chirped to life on its own, a local news bulletin flashing across the screen. His Spanish was garbage, but he understood the names, Melody and Danya, fugitives, suspects, tourists urged to avoid them. Darby's mind screamed, "Run," but his body obeyed gravity. He slumped forward, all 340 pounds of Midwestern sadness collapsing onto Melody. She shrieked, sort of. It was muffled. Danya yanked at him, grunting, panicking. But the laws of physics didn't care about criminal intent. She tried to pivot him away, only to slip. He fell again, this time on top of her. Both women beneath him, both still. Darby groaned, tried to push up. His limbs were jello and apathy. Eventually, he staggered upright, stepping over two very quiet criminals. One had a nosebleed. The other didn't seem to be breathing. He stumbled into the street, boxers twisted, shirt inside out. The neighborhood dogs howled. Three men appeared, shouting in rapid-fire Spanish. Darby didn't understand a word, but he understood their punches. They didn't stop until he was unconscious. Darby came to on the sidewalk, wallet gone, dignity hiding under a rock somewhere. A cop arrived 42 minutes later. She was 5 foot nothing, brown-skinned, and radiating zero patience. "You okay?" she asked, squinting. "Define okay," Darby slurred. She rolled her eyes. "I'm Officer Jimenez. You gonna file a report or just bleed in my direction all night?" He liked her instantly. Darby spilled out his story in half-coherent chunks. Officer Jimenez took notes, occasionally smirking. At one point, she asked, "You're saying your weight neutralized two fugitives?" "Neutralized?" Darby blinked. "Lady, I pancaked him." She laughed, a real laugh, and it did something to him. Broke the ice that had frozen over the idea that someone could laugh with him instead of at him. The criminals were apprehended. The police found them still dazed on his villa floor. Darby became a local curiosity. The accidental hero, headlines called him. Darby returned home bruised but bizarrely famous. A clip of Officer Jimenez talking about him went viral. She called him our fluffy Avenger. Darby and Jimenez FaceTimed each other once, then again, then nightly. Darby never lost the weight, but for the first time, he wore it differently, like armor. In a small apartment back home, Darby sits in his old recliner, boxers and all. On his laptop screen is Officer Jimenez sipping coffee. "You still think you're unlucky?" she asks. Darby shrugs, lips twitching. "I think I was just heavy enough to change my life." Thanks for listening to One Very Short Story. If today's story hooked you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. It helps us grow and keeps the suspense coming your way. Want to dive deeper? Check out the podcast description to learn more about the show and explore special offers from our sponsor. Until next time, keep dodging bullets and stay safe in the shadows.